With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Democrats' new Virginia redistricting map may be in peril. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
The plans of Democrats in Virginia to pass a new congressional map faces growing uncertainty ahead of an April special election. Polling shows mixed voter support and strong early turnout in GOP areas.
The referendum represents a key front in mid-decade redistricting battles, but unpredictable timing and internal Democratic opposition could derail its passage. There's a new crypto mortgage offering in the works. Correspondent Greg Clugston tells us all about it.
Prospective homebuyers who have invested in certain cryptocurrencies will be able to use their holdings as collateral to fund their down payment on a home. Real estate services company Better Home and Finance plans to roll out the crypto-backed mortgage sometime in the next 3 months in a partnership with crypto trading platform Coinbase. Greg Clugston reporting.
Hundreds of employees at one of the Navy's biggest shipbuilding contractors have voted to approve a deal with Bath Ironworks, ending a week-long strike. The shipyards as members of the Bath Marine Draftsmen Association ratified a 4-year collective bargaining agreement yesterday that goes into effect immediately. Approval followed an hours-long union meeting at a high school in Maine. The shipyard and the union had negotiated for weeks without resolving differences before the strike began. The USS Massachusetts has joined the Navy fleet. Saturday's commissioning ceremony made the submarine the first named after the Bay State. The Navy says the nuclear-powered sub has enhanced stealth, sophisticated surveillance capabilities, and special warfare enhancements that cost $2.8 billion. This is SRN News. There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates are trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups are trying to help Democrats to victory in various states. They're hoping friendly attorneys general will file more lawsuits against the Trump administration. Attorney general is also a job that's becoming a springboard to higher office. Law enforcement officials say they're taking steps to monitor and counter threats to Jewish communities nationwide since the onset of the war in the Middle East. Multiple hate crimes and an attempted terror attack have prompted increased security measures at places of worship. Michael Masters, National Director of the Secure Community Network, says, quote, "We know the goal of our enemies is to scare us into submission so that we make a decision not to show up." This is SRN News. There appears to be a change in public perception of social media platforms.
It's too soon to tell if this week's jury decisions will lead to fundamental changes in how social media treats its young users. But the dual verdicts signal a changing tide of public perception against tech companies that is likely to lead to more lawsuits and regulation. For years, they've argued that the harms their platforms cause to children are the unintentional and inevitable consequences of broader societal issues, or bad actors taking advantage of safeguards. These verdicts show public's growing willingness to hold the companies responsible for harms and demand meaningful changes in how they operate. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, March the 29th, the 88th day of 2026. On this date in history, 1943, World War II rationing in the U.S. began with limitations on meat, fats, and cheese. This is SRN News.